Welcome back to class. So this word, probably some of you already know these words when we chant, repeating Bodhicitta in Tibetan. So, and I, you know, like chanting something that you don't know the meaning is not that easy. So, I already explained a few times, Fang Je, the Tibetan word, when we chant Fang Je, Fang Je, Fang Je, that word refers to Buddha. Buddha. Buddha is not based on gender, as a Buddha is not based on gender, it's based on qualities. It's based on quality. You know? So for the sake of knowledge, you know, so next time when you chant, so you have something to think about. Sang Je, there's no means Tibetan word. Sang Je means Buddhahood, enlightened beings. Sang Je. No, Sang, awaken. Sang means awaken, awaken. Well, I think we don't have to be precise. We are not going to go debate, we don't have to be precise. So, if you like say, like, awaken from obscurations. Or you could say awaken from disturbing thought, disturbing, fully awaken. Not just awaken, fully awaken from disturbing thought. Not just that, with the tendency, you know, so like, I have tendency for anger, but anger is not active now, but doesn't mean anger is gone, but there's a tendency. So like, fully awakened from the disturbing thought with the tendency, okay, sang, that's the word sang. Je means like, Je probably refers to omniscient mind, that no more ignorance, all knowing. Sang Je means no. Because there are no more obscurations, there are no more to you to understand, there's nothing to obscure you to understand anything. So that means Je means omniscient, like the Sang Je. So now what Sang Je, Buddhahood. Before Buddha was like exactly like us, has all kind of problems. You know, so then with effort managed to liberate, managed to achieve Buddhahood. Sang Je. There's the first one, Sang Je. Che Dharma. The second one is Che Tang means. Tang means end. Sanje, Che. Tang just does not have meaning, it means end. Buddha and Dharma. No? Che means Dharma. No? Namely refers to Buddha's word, Buddha's own word. Even though Buddha show many deeds out of compassion. Among those deeds, one of the best deeds is Buddha's word. That's one of the best deeds that directly benefit us, Buddha's word. Means teaching. So there's conventional dharma. Dharma, Sanskrit word, that's dharma, chi, Tibetan, same like dharma or teachings. Conventionally, you could call teachings. Generally speaking, you can call teachings, Buddha's teachings. So then, within the Buddha's teaching, there's like conventional teachings and ultimate teachings. Conventional teaching refers to Buddha's word, his word. Ultimate teachings refers to the path that you manage to develop, and that path lead to the cessations from problems. So that's ultimate Dharma, okay? Second, among those four noble truths, last two truths, that's ultimate Dharma. Last two truths, that's ultimate Dharma. Then whoever possess that last two truth, so then you become Arya, Arya being. You become Arya being, you call Arya, you know, Arya being. Or Sanje Chetang, Tsokji Cho, and the way they translate the English called best of communities. Tsok, it's like a group. Cho, supreme. Supreme group, that's called Tsokji. They refer to Sangha. So then, Sanje Chetang, Tsokji Cho, Tsokji Cho. That's Sangha, Tsokji Chok. The last word, Tsokji Chok, that's Sangha. Sangha. There are also, within the Sangha, there are two categories. One is like conventional Sangha. There's like, according to the Vinayaka Sutra, which talks about monastic life, which has like around 600 pages, long page, 600 pages. It talks about vows and monastic life, all of that. In that sutra, according to that sutra, conventional Sangha refers to four fully ordained monks. Four fully ordained monks, or could be nuns, not fully ordained, not just novice, fully ordained, which has 253 vows to practice, fully ordained. So conventionally, group of four fully ordained monks refers to conventional Sangha, for the sake of knowledge. Ultimate Sangha, whoever sees emptiness directly, doesn't have to be monk or nun, could be lay people, and you are ultimate Sangha. Doesn't have to be four, it can be just one, by yourself, and you are considered as ultimate Sangha. Okay? Conventional Sangha, four group of fully ordained monks, that's conventional Sangha. You don't have to see emptiness. That's conventional Sangha according to the Vinayaka Sutras. Ultimate Sangha, someone who sees emptiness. It doesn't have to be four, can be just one, cannot be half. It's just one. One, so to see emptiness, then you are ultimate Sangha. So now with that knowledge, you know, what is Buddha, what is Dharma, what is Sangha, so then you take refuge. Why we take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha? Because future is unknown. Unknown. So that's why we take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha. Then when you become enlightened, so you could take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, your own future enlightened beings. Right now the Buddha the historical Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, that's like the cause. Through his teaching, that cause your enlightenment. So you take refuge Buddha Dharma Sangha, one of them serve as a cause for your Buddha Dharma Sangha. So you take refuge, you could take refuge in both causal Buddha Dharma Sangha and the result that your own future enlightenment, you can take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha. You take refuge, so then till you changchub, that's Buddhahood, enlightenment, changchub, enlightenment. Partho means teeth. till, dani jazu da, mister, you yourself, jazu chemis take refuge, till you reach enlightenment. Buddha Dhamma Sangha. For the second, the next time when you say, then you have some knowledge, huh? Otherwise, it just become, you know, just like, become what? So that is not good, so that, need to do with some knowledge, need to do reverent Bodhicitta prayers with some reflections. So then it becomes more powerful. So then, just I want to share that with you. Okay, just that's all. Just want to share. Don't want to go too detailed. Maybe next Wednesday, maybe next two lines. So, Sangje Chö Dang, Tsogji Chö Nam Las, Sangje Buddhahood, Chö Dharma, Tsogji Chö Sangha. Nam means all. Nam means plural. Nam is not just one. The very word nam means plural. Plurals? Mm-hmm. Plurals. Changchup, fully enlightenment. Partu, till, da, you yourself. Jasuche, take refuge. Oh, take refuge. So that first two lines is like taking refuge. So then, next Wednesday, I'll explain the next two lines. Okay, no? So next time when you say Sanjay, you have some idea. So then here one question for release my class. The death and intermediate state and rebirth classes mentioned that it is Tibetan Buddhist practice to not to move the cross for 3 days. That feels pretty unworkable in U.S. In the U.S. Most of us will die in hospitals, nursing facility, or hospice. In all of this case, the body will be moved in a matter of hours, not days. Aside from reciting our prayer and mantras, how are we best able to help the dead not to be so unsettled or frightened about death? If the consciousness remains around the body for 3 days, most of us will not be in the position to help. The second part is like kind of explanation. I'm thinking we must not to be the only culture that separates family from the body so soon. So certainly some master has advice to give us on what to say or to do, reassure the dead, not worry or be frightened. So according to this book, composed by one of the Tibetan masters called Yang Jingalo, maybe a couple hundred years ago. So we all studied this last few months, so you clearly know the reason behind why people keep body after death 3 days. Generally speaking, the consciousness remains there 3 days, generally speaking, but it's not definite. It's not definite. If the body is exhausted by sicknesses long period of time, the consciousness, or maybe certain death, or consciousness may not remain there because body was kind of like sudden death, kind of damage. So long sicknesses, probably body, the energy kind of exhausted. That's the reason why consciousness may not remain 3 days in the body. So, nothing much to say. So, culturally, you can't keep the body 3 days. there's nothing much to say. You can change the law. So you do the best, best, based on the knowledge that you learn from this book. There is practice called poa. Descend consciousness into the higher realm through this poa rituals. You can do it by yourself if you are initiated with the poa practice, or you can ask somebody else to do the poa. So I don't think the person has to be right in front of the body. Person can be live in a very distant area, then still could do poa practice or do the poa. But you know, how we live our life, that's very important. How we live our life, that plays very important important roles time of death. Just poa, doing poa, you know, so unless the Lama achieve high realization, maybe exceptional Lama reach high realization, maybe that could send the consciousness into higher realms. Other than that, just rely doing somebody poor ritual does not guarantee the consciousness will go to higher realms. So that's what I think. Otherwise, you can do, you can lie, you can cheat, you can kill, you can steal, do all these bad things. At the very end, you can ask poor. So then, hoping that you'll go somewhere high up, so that's, it goes against the karma teachings. It doesn't go. So the best thing, yeah, if you cannot keep the body 3 days, there's one way. One thing you can do is request poa, request poa. Or you know, like think about altruistic attitude, or bodhicitta, time of death. Think about bodhicitta. So that's maybe best poa. Five power time of death. It's not mentioned here, but it's in the Guru Puja. The practice of five power time of death. Among those, one of the most powerful one is bodhicitta. If you can die with the bodhicitta, so then your consciousness will go up. No need, that's like, almost like self-poa. You know, poa, when they do poa, it's your power. If you have been watched this Tibetan death, and what is called death, and there's one, there's a video or books, that death, a Tibetan book of death, if you've been watching there, certain poa practice, they make some kind of sound when they just poa. And the gelu poa, there's no, you don't make sound. You don't make sound. So you just, that's what I'm saying. The self-power is practice of five power time of death. Among those five, practice of five power, among one of the most important ones, the bodhicitta. If you can die with the bodhicitta, so that's the best. Self-power, so it, that power of bodhicitta, that transcending the consciousness into higher realms. There's something that if the person, dying person, is familiar with bodhicitta, you can remind them, bodhicitta. It's important to think of bodhicitta. So the best, not to disturb that person's mind. Whatever ways you can make that person's mind calm and peaceful, or says delightful, or doesn't have to be talk about dharma, you can say something wonderful, something good that person has did while that person is alive, something wonderful that person did, simply remind that. So mainly encourage to that person, dying person, with some kind of positive mindset. The best, bodhicitta. Why is the best? Because that is the mind that thinking about the well-being of every living being, that's why it's the best. Very powerful mind. If not, any form of positive mindset, should not cry in front of that person, but that's the last thing that you should do, disturb that person's mind. You should not disturb that person's mind. Oh. So I need to encourage to think something positive to generate delightful mind through music, through conversation, whatever ways you can do. If that person is not practicing anything, so then you can't talk about practice. So the best thing you can do is like to have some kind of positive mindset. That's the best thing. Okay. So then even body has been moved within hours, matter of hours or day or so. Then you know there's nothing much we can do or I can say. Yeah, so if that person is familiar with the prayer, mantra, well, the while that person is alive doing mantra, prayer, then you can say. So then the person's mind will follow. Or then, you know, also like there are many, many powerful mantras that just hearing the mantra will kind of like power up consciousness into higher realms, higher realms, higher realms. So that mantra can be chanted by somebody else on the phone, or maybe can be recorded and play. So you know, so those mantras are very, very powerful mantras. Those are the powerful mantras. You can help them to listen or play. That's what I did when my mom is dying. So I play this. You know, I play like you can say the mantra all day and all night. You know, somebody you have to sleep. So then you play them all night. You know. Yeah, so something positive, remind something positive. Oh, so then, which will arise, positive mindset, negative mindset, which will arise? There's a number. The positive mindset has more number, more light it will rise. Negative mindset has more number, then more light it will rise. Then let's say, if that's equal. Now equal number, 10-10, which one's going to rise first? So, which one you are more familiar, that's going to rise first. Also say first which number is bigger that will rise. So say, oh, this number is equal to 10-10. So now which one you are close to, that one rise first. Oh, this is like equally close. Equally, number-wise is equal, 10-10, equally I'm close to both of them. So now then which one rise first? Which ones you are more familiar? That will rise first. So there's, okay, there's equally familiar. Now comes from equal familiar. So then now the question, which one you did first? Which one? So that probably so you can say, oh, I did this, I did that, I have no hope. You cannot say it. The last minute. So that's why positive mindset. Whatever ways you can convince that person it's going to be okay. Based on different belief system, different faith, say different things. The point is, make sure that person has some calm mind and peaceful mind. Whatever ways, through Buddhist way, Christian way, whatever ways, through story, music, whatever, through their lifestyle, make sure that person has some kind of positive mindset. That's the most important than which way, Buddhist way, that doesn't matter. That's the most point is to have some kind of positive mindset. That's most important. Okay? Then you can use, you know, if that person is Buddhist, you can use Buddhist prayer. If that person doesn't believe in anything, you could still say something nice. It doesn't mean that person doesn't believe in anything, doesn't mean nothing could happen. It's not something could happen. So that person is still capable to think something positive. No? Positive mindset. That's why Zapatri Rinpoche, one of the Tibetan Nyingma masters now many hundred years ago, he said, time of death, positive mindset is very important. It was very important. So then because of their positive mindset, even general description of the Fardo kind of sounds kind of horrifying. So I was like, if you die with a positive mindset, that may not happen. That general description doesn't mean it's going to happen for everybody. If you die with a positive mindset, that horrific description may not happen, you know, so not may happen. Oh, it's not 100% better. Okay. Yeah, so I think that's about it. So I think Chukula is not feeling good today. So now, today, time to wrap up. I'm afraid that you say, oh, Gisela never finish anything. So, Pardo in the minimum state is pretty much done last week. So now we are already started rebirth last Wednesday. So if you wonder how somebody will know all of this, yes, I said. Nowadays, 21st century, 20th century, 19th century, 20th century, 21st century, so many things that people have no idea. People don't know how. Now you know through technology, you know, through technology. Not necessarily through clear voice, but you know through technologies. Now, you know, before you know, it's been working like that hundreds of years ago, but you don't know, doesn't mean it doesn't work like that. It works like that. So then, you know, now through technology, so many things that we know how it works, and before, like, nobody knows. And if somebody, even somebody says something, which thinks like kind of joke. Yeah, when I was in monastery, I'm not sure. So the invitation from Kadamba Center, I received through fax or email, I'm not sure. I did receive invitation from Kadamba Center 20 years ago when I was in monastery. So email or fax, I don't remember. Anyway, somebody says, you can respond in Tibetan. You just write it here, Tibetan, put it into these machines, it will get there, America, five minutes. I said, fit any letters, I said, that doesn't sound right. First of all, you're thinking, who's delivering this letter? And so they said, they will get paper, on the paper, they'll get in the piece of paper, whatever you write, they get there 5 minutes. Turns out that's true, they do get there. So that part of the world, people, their countries cannot think, they can. Is beyond their consciousness. How? Like there's nobody delivering message. Just goes where? No. So then it turns out this too. So things like that. So as I said, how somebody will know all of this? Yeah, through meditations. Once you manage to achieve Kamabhari meditations, once you manage to achieve Shamatha, so from there, so then there are like levels of clairvoyance you can develop, levels of clairvoyance you can develop. 5,000 miles, every single sound you can hear. Every single sound, because this particular clairvoyance allows you to hear every single sound 5,000 miles distance you can hear. Every single shape and color you can see. Wall doesn't block. That's another particular clairvoyance. Or maybe some clairvoyance, you can read people's mind. You can read what they're thinking. But you have to focus. You have to focus. You can't just read. If you think, oh, what is Joy is doing? So now you can read Joy's mind. You have to specific thing. You can't just, once you're enlightened, you don't have to specifically think. You can, it's all very obvious, you know, so. So then, you know, some clear voice, you know, like allows you to see 500 lives before this, 500 lives after that, you know, so where you could be born. So that's how some individuals, they see how people dying, what they go through, what's the part of beings experience, what they look like, what color, what shape, the way they move. That's how, you know, that's how, like that. Okay, so just want to share that with you. Pama jinyavu juma, po nyavu juma, jino tiba juma, jino ongi pomo, jina po jina mala jaji, mo jina, I think chukla already, mo jina pala chashi, mada tante chela, so, so then part of being sees that, you know, parents, the male and females. Tia pumuni nyamju chapa na pumuni sume doji doji. So tili, I think this is already done. Kuja ke tili, so now, kuja le, pamani ka le kuja ke tikwa re nyeba juwa. Ma kina sa tila, tia so toma che padu, so maybe the Tamula will do, can you read this thesis? Mijun yuvarashi pa ta nam junshi yuvarashi tishna chimna kuta ta yuvarashi yuvarashi jini jawal langpa ta ludo yuvarashi tunyo yuvarashi nyato shi nyam sumi yuvarashi nyato dushi yuvarashi jini yuvarashi tamo nyato jini sebi yuvarashi jindam jini pele nyato ki yuvarashi mecha te cheba ta ten yuvarashi jini tenno yuvarashi yuvarashi pele tende yuvarashi cheba ta ju mei kam. Can you read from the, this four element, how the four element develop? So before that, you know, it's not that important. You can just read at home. You see the, where the four elements start. Nibachava ju may come to. First they talk about the fire element, then the water element. Or,
well, with regard to how this occurs, the intermediate being initially enters by any of the three doors. Mouth of male, top of the head is male. It then associates with the regenerative fluid that has descended within the 72,000 channels. The winds that cause the movement of the conceptuality during the intermediate state dissolve.
That's good. So now, one second.
Step farther down.
These are not, no, these.
Okay, here it is.
No, let's go. These are almost like stories, not much explanation needed. You can read, pretty much you can understand. What do you think? Yeah, you can, when you read, it's pretty much like story, like, not a story, but you know, it's pretty much obvious, you can understand. So, then not the losing person. So now we will talk about this here, how the body develop in the womb.
Or the first, from the first moment of birth?
No, how the body develop in the womb.
Development of the body in the womb.
Yeah. Now the Rinchi, like by stages, by, you know. Now the Rinchi, Lupes, was in Matiji, now Tenny, my Pove, or Longi, Tingi, Padi Yoba, Mandu, the Shed, Rode. Can you say that?
The Sutra of Teaching to Nanda on Entry to the Womb explains that the womb. Is it working? Got it pushed forward. I think the battery is working.
There's a mic went to the pardo. You see the 265? Let's go on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Line 12.
No.
Catherine is looking for Tibetan. Catherine reads Tibetan, so she's looking for Tibetan text. Line 12. You see line 12? Yeah, Ngaldo. Yeah, Ngaldo. Losing the child. Ngaldo means womb.
The Sutra of Teaching to Nanda on Entry to the Womb explains that the womb is below the mother's stomach and above the end of her large intestine. Initially, the oval-shaped fetus.
Does that switch with the science, medical science? That's where a womb is located? So see, that's like how many years ago? Thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
People already know. It's not like they are looking through machines. So see, as I mentioned, quantum physics is already discovered. In the West, it's very kind of new idea. It's already been said thousands of years ago. For Buddhism, it's not new. So see, this, there are no machines to see, but you know, so that's why I was wondering or curious, does that match with the medical science? If yes, that's quite amazing then. That's quite amazing.
Initially, the oval-shaped fetus is covered on the outside by something like the cream on top of boiled milk, but inside it is very runny.
So you are very much aware all these things through science. So now it's time to try to analyze, does this really match with the scientific explanation about how the body been developed? If yes, then that's quite amazing.
From this point, gross aggregates are established. Thus the subtle and gross bodies that last until death are achieved from the constituents of the four elements. The earth wind causes holding. The water wind causes cohesion. The fire wind causes maturation and non-putrefaction. The wind causes development. So I'm not sure,
like, even the science knows how this process is caused by what. Maybe they still need a long ways to go to improve their knowledge.
So I'm on the top of page 62. When the oval-shaped fetus has passed 7 days, a new wind is produced, and due to the maturation that occurs by means of it, the fetus becomes...
Please be aware of how many days they are talking about, how many days of development. This all needs to be to keep please be aware.
The fetus becomes viscous both outside and inside, like yogurt. But
yeah,
has
now
not
there's like discussion about abortion, like what's like. So it's good to have some knowledge. Oh?
But has not become flesh. Then another 7 days pass, a new wind is produced, and through maturation due to it, the fetus becomes fleshy, but cannot withstand pressure. After another 7 days,
consciousness already been entered into the womb, way before this consciousness is the first one that enter into the, as I said, everything begin between eggs and the drops. From here, everything goes back there, then finish. So that's consciousness already enter into there. So now talking about physical body, not talking about consciousness. No?
After another 7 days, it hardens due to maturation by a new wind. The flesh is now hard and can bear pressure. When this, in turn, has passed 7 days, due to maturation by a new wind, the fetus develops legs and arms in the sense that 5 protuberances, signs of the 2 thighs, 2 shoulders, and head.
How many days now? How many days?
Stand up, see, so.
Huh?
7, 14, 21, 28.
Oh.
Four weeks. That's 4. Yeah, 28 days. Okay. Signs of the 2 thighs, 2 shoulders, and head stand out clearly. In Nagabodhi's ordered stages of the means of achieving Guhya Samaja, these are called the 5 states in the womb. Vasubandhu's commentary on the treasury of knowledge and the sutra of teaching to Nanda on entry of the womb for the first 2 of the 5 stages, leaving the latter 3 as before, whereas Asanga's actuality of the levels reverses the first 2. However, it is said that, except for there being different orders in the designation of names, there is no contradiction in the meaning. During the 4th week.
Yeah, so that don't need to worry. No need to worry about that. Okay.
The white and red drops divide into refined and unrefined portions. From the white arise the 3 internal treasuries obtained from the Father, regenerative fluid, marrow, and bone. From the red drops arise the 3 external treasuries obtained from the Mother, flesh, skin, and blood. The place in the semen and blood where the consciousness initially enters later becomes the heart. In it there is a mass the size of a large mustard seed, white mustard
this
seed.
This is not really, I think, the it's the where everything begins. No, it's not talking about the physical heart.
Which is a composite of the 4 factors, the very subtle wind and mind and the essences of the semen and blood. With that in its middle, the central channel and the right and left ones that each encircle it 3 times are formed. Then through the force of the upward moving wind being generated upward and the downward voiding wind going downward, the central as well as right and left channels develop upward and downward. The top and bottom are thin, and the middle is bulbous like the shape of a fish. Then gradually the 5 protuberances, and after them the 5 limbs, hair, nails, body hair, etc. The physical sense powers, the male or female organ, the breath wind that moves through the mouth, the 8 sources of speech, tongue, palate, and so forth. And the mindfulness, which is the movement of the mental consciousness to objects. All these arise in complete form.
So now, continue, please.
If the child which has developed that way in the womb is a boy, he dwells crouching on the mother's right side and facing.
Oh, this one. So that one, I was wondering. Nowadays, you can see. So now there's something to compare with the medical science. Is that true that the son, my lo ye, right side of the mother, facing towards back, there should be boy or son, boy. So now, for some of you also practice the medicine, so is this explanation correct? Huh? Yeah, it could move all around. It's like there's like left and right and center. So that's the only place to move. Okay. And the fuss at the beginning. No, when you read what it says, when you read.
Yeah, it doesn't indicate whether it's just at the beginning. If the child which has developed that way in the womb is a boy, he dwells crouching on the mother's right side and facing backward toward her backbone. If a girl, she dwells crouching on the mother's left side and facing forward.
What is crouching? Yeah. That makes sense? Doesn't make sense? Yeah, keep that in mind, then read I'm not sure what it calls, the read about the process of child has been developed. So anyway, something to keep. If that match with the modern science, scientific discovery, then so it's quite amazing, because that's like talking about thousands of years old text. It's not like 21st century somebody just wrote, didn't it? Yeah.
With regard to the length of time spent in the womb, the Sutra of Teaching to Nanda on Entry to the Womb says that birth occurs at the end of 38 weeks.
So that's how many days? Dagushaji could be like 9 months? 9 months? So now usually how long it takes to give birth? Yeah, Bhagu Shaju, that's 9 months, 10 days. That's pretty close. You can say like, 3 months, that's not that. That's huge difference. Bhagu Shaju, 9 months, 10 days, that's pretty close. You say 9 months, 9.5 months? That's pretty close. That's like how they know. That's quite amazing. You know, this is not like, that's like how they know. They have no machines to test. So that's quite amazing, Dagusha, isn't it?
That would be 266 days. Asanga's actuality of the levels adds 4 days, saying that birth occurs after 270 days have finished.
There's 270 days, Nijat Dinju. That's like how many months?
That's about the same time.
Yeah. Dawaji Varshi Jyosara Dawaji Dawaji Sumka Dawa Rimunguda. So then anyway, this all comes down on 9 months tender. You say 9 months, 9.5 months? So that's pretty close. So without machines, without MRI, all of that, that's pretty close. That's quite amazing. So now with that, everything they said before, now you wonder how they come pretty close. This modern science discovered the time, how when the child is born. That's pretty quite amazing. Huh?
The Sambarodaya Tantra refers.
So now, what caused the process? Science has no knowledge so far. Needs to improve. So that's why exactly one of the Gishis, a young Gishi, asked Chöndö Rinpoche about all this. You know, different like has a multiple. How is it? No, multiple birth, like multiple universe. Mm-hmm. No, in like there's many universes been described. Even the three other human realms has been described. So then one gives us the children, which is science has to still needs to improve. Science needs to improve, you know, so they have ways to go. So Zamlin Chewa Chaja Chewa, there's like probably millions of universe that trust in Buddhist teachings. Millions of universe now here slowly you hear three dimensional, how is it called? In science even talk about multiple universe, what that means. Yeah, there's some people say their science now is still talking about multiple universe. anyway, slowly, my generation was kind of shocked to discover the facts. Now, 21st century, nobody's shocked. Just become normal. My generation was shocked when he first time heard about fax machines. Could not believe. So there are many things might happen like that. So right now can't believe. So now then you become so familiar like that. So now another human realm. Oh, this person just meat. Just meat. You know, maybe not too. Somebody will find, or maybe science will find another human realms, maybe bring human here, another human, so then, no shock. Then after that, just a few generations, it's just normal. Oh, they're there, I know. They're there. So then it becomes kind of normal. Oh. Well, it's something, they all come down, the conclusion was 9 months, 10 days. Majuda say Majuda Sumbi Shini, Nijadan Dawani Tede on the Chavos. Then there's no one that follow sun, one that follow moon, lunar, one that follow sun, western calendar, follow sun. The Tibetan calendar follow moon, lunar calendar. So then there's based on that there's different way of like there's 28 days, there's 30 days, 31 days, the extra month, lunar calendar may end up with the 2 February sometime. There's 2 February, that's how they calculate it, that's how there's one extra month comes out. So the please continue.
During the 35th week, the body, that is to say, the aggregates, constituents, sources, limbs, secondary limbs, hair, nails, and so forth, the sources of speech, such as tongue and palate, and the mindfulness, which is the mental consciousness's engaging objects, are complete.
So there's one yogi called Tondong Jabo. I'm pretty sure that's him who managed to build like a he managed to build like many iron bridge in Tibet. He's the one of the yogi. When he was born, he's old. He's old man when he was born. So what happened is like during the Milarepa times, there are practices that been around Pordunju, called Pordunju. that when you become old, then you see some young body, you just goes into their body, use their body, you know, basically push that another consciousness out of their body, use their body. So this is called Pordunju. So that practice is very much round. So Tongpo Jabo, he was worried that somebody going to use his young body. So that's why he remained in his mother's womb. When he was born, he's old man. So then the Lama Marbas, I think he has like 9 sons. The last one, most of them died very young age. Most of them very well educated. But the last one, Dhammadadu, he's the last person who's holding that lineage, the practice of lineage. So then Ralotava, there's another Bodhisattva. So he basically took Mahaprabhu's sunlight. So to destroy that lineage, to destroy the lineage, because now that practice has been abused. It's for a good cause, but now it's been abused. So without lineage, even though you have book, you can be successful. Even though there's book, you can be successful without lineage. So the Ralotava, that's the name of the Bodhisattva, he eliminated that Marva's son. So, and so no need. I'm thinking about the detailed stories. Certainly? Yeah.
In the 36th week, the child comes to dislike the womb and generates a wish to leave. In the 37th week, it generates a discrimination of bad odor and filthiness.
So then maybe there's a time probably they are moving around, I think. So, you know, like before, they didn't say that, you know, probably then they start to move around. Then I think, it didn't say here, I'm just thinking.
Finally, in the 38th week, a wind called secondary, which is generated from former actions, arises, whereupon the body of the sentient being in the womb turns.
So wind is not wind element, it's all about energy. You know, there's energies. Every movement, everything that develops, everything that's moving, this is all done to energies. Still now, everything is done to energy. Swallowing, pushing down, blinking, moving, this is all through energy. Without energy, dead, you are dead. That's called wind, basically means energy, you know. Moving through these 72,000 channels, merge from these 5 chakras, located to different parts of the central channels. Because of these 72,000 channels and energy, that's why every movement is happening. Right from the very beginning, right from the birth.
Whereupon the body of the sentient being in the womb turns upside down. With its 2 arms contracted, it approaches the door of the uterus from the mother's womb. Then a wind called facing downward, which is generated
whenever you hear word wind, energy. Energy. Okay. No need to say, but you know, so this is the literally translation of Tibetan word lung. In Tibet, when you read the text, when you hear when you see the word lung, you are not thinking about there's something that blows things. You are not thinking of it's something else totally different, like energy.
Which is generated from former actions arises, whereupon the sentient being in the womb is forced into the vagina with his head down and feet up. At the end of the 38th week, it emerges outside.
So that's how child born. That's quite also amazing. They have no machines. That's not talking about 10 years ago. No. That's talking about thousands of years ago. It's not like talking about 2019 or 1718. No, that's like thousands of years. This is thousands of years of text. The commentary on the Sanskrit text.
At the end of the 38th week, it emerges outside and becomes an object of ordinary sight. Successfully, the 5 states after birth, childhood, youth, adulthood, middle age, and old age occur.
So there's where's the midlife Christ? Where's the midlife Christ falling? Where they fall into? First one is called child, then what?
Youth.
Youth.
Adulthood.
Adulthood.
Middle age, old age.
Middle age, that's for middle of Christ.
Formation of the
kingdom. That's what we say, old age, that's in the world, that's how you say. Practical point of view, minute after birth, aging is already started. You don't call old age, but aging is already started. It's not like, oh, it only start like then. It's not like that. Then you are called, you know. Aging is already started. Minute you born, nobody is getting younger. Everybody is getting everything older. I think that's the good news. That's a good thing, right? Good things.
Formation of the channels, winds, and drops.
Did you watch this movie called Benjamin Button?
Yeah.
How could? Either way, it's problems. Either way, it's problems. You're born as a young boy, then go all problems. You're born as an old man, then go, then be younger. Then you die as like baby on the your wife's lap or some of this kind of things. Either way. So the mortal is good things, mortal, so then, and either way it's a problem, so.
Initially,
that's what I learned when I watched the movie. Either way, wishing to become young, not going to solve problems. So either way,
Five channels of the heart form simultaneously, the central, right, and left channels, as well as the triple.
So that's the issue. That maybe there is stuff here. So then this, in separate class, as I mentioned. If there's any sketch of these three channels and five chakras and how the channel merged from the chakras, if there's any sketch, what called sketch, good one, if there's any like that exists in monastery, back in the monastery. So then I'll try to get that. If not, so then with somebody from here help, so maybe try to make one. Then at least you have this visual image how these three channels been located, how where the chakras are located, where the channels emerge. So then you have some idea what's happening within your body. Okay. Yeah, so then this that's pretty much it. Yeah, Jesus needs a Jangsila, Chevami, Chirimni, Sichua, Pado, Jawasum Jangsi Chini, Jude Tela, Sunda, Engine number two, Chuachugo, Jalanch, Padrong Jalan, Jawatu, the largest Sundan Jungundi, Jinni Pamechua, Pado, Jawasum Jane, Zorini, Sichuism with the number two in the London, Musa, Tea as a Chua Vesa, number two to me. Yeah. So rest I will explain in a separate class with all these channels and chakras. Okay, so let's
turn to page 100 in the Gopas.
I noticed in two places in the book it mentions when the intermediate state person or intermediate state being is entering the mother's womb and it becomes jealous of either the father or the mother, depending on the sex it's going to be. And in two places it says, this creates anger, which causes the cessation of the intermediate.
Resentment.
That's the catalyst? That's how it's start, that's the catalyst, that's what makes it happen?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand that for a while, so that's really how you snap out of the intermediate state and go.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
The result will be then, result will be precious human life.
Geshe-la, when you talk about the different realms, like the Asura realm, the Deva realm, the Hell realm, are those realms exist in different universes or different dimensions?
Different realms. What does it mean, different dimensions?
Should we look at them as existing in a different universe, in the same dimension as ours, or are they at a higher dimension, lower dimension, in a different plane of existence?
I think it's also almost like America and India, like that, Australia, like that.
Okay.
Do you call India a realm?
No, country.
Why is not realm?
I think it's considered a country because it's all on the same earth.
Realm? What is the meaning of realm?
That's what I'm asking you.
Come. What's the meaning of human realm?
Well, the hell realm could be in the human realm as well.
Some days.
People are suffering.
Yeah, probably either through your own clairvoyance or either through scientific, through science, need to find out these three different, before we go too far away from other realms, need to find out these three different human realms. So that exists, you know, either through clairvoyance or through science, probably. Science probably didn't take for a long time. It'll be much quicker if you can see that through your own clairvoyance. Movie they make like Harry Potter, and was Lord of the Ring, all these like figure in those movies, how they learn, how they create. Somebody has to have thought about those creatures, all kind of like. So then, according to Buddhism, these are not new again. these are not new, you know. So like, So do you ever wonder how like? I think the Star War, one of the movies I saw almost now 20 years ago when I first came here, I realized the little people in the wood, they are talking Tibetan language. So you have no idea what they are saying. So then like how, I think when it's come down to making money, people use all kind of things. First I thought I was kind of hallucinated. And it turns out they are talking Tibetan language, see. And there's a Tibetan realm. Yeah. Maybe you should not, it's probably not good, don't call realms, it's called like maybe three-dimensional universe, something like that. Realms, they're not like a,
So Geshe-la, some fetuses in the womb, when it comes time to be born, they're born and they're dead. So the consciousness is in that being in the womb. So can karmic seeds come to fruition inside the womb? Because when the baby comes out, then the baby's dead. So I'm trying to figure out how, you know, how that consciousness, you know, how it happens. I mean, can karmic seeds develop with a fetus inside the womb?
So, not much.
No?
Not much, because worldly, you can, you know, when you talk about karmic, karma, there's like verbal, physical, mental. Nothing is much developed or mature to communicate, to do things. Only the mind, I'm not sure how much. Even though there's karmic, you say a karmic seed or karma?
Karmic seeds.
What? Bad or good in the womb.
I know, I'm just trying to figure out how that consciousness, I mean, it isn't even come into the human realm until it's really born. So, and then when it's dead, when it's born dead, you know, I'm trying to understand why the consciousness would go into a, you know, a womb, a fetus
kind of
that's
like
going to die.
Contradiction, born dead. That's not born dead.
Yeah, it dies right after it's born. As soon as it's born, it dies.
So that's maybe kind of like repeat your, what's your questions? Your question is like, is all the born as a human, is all the born inside, is all the developed?
But it's not completely developed, so it's not taking any action, right? It's not taking any action. It's not making decisions. So, is it just the karma that person has had in the past causes it to come into that fetus and then be born dead? Is it the karma that they're going to die?
Yeah,
right.
Everything you know has to have reason why things happen. Has had a reason. So then that also, particular that incident also has reason. So, you know, so then more likely it's like the reason more likely to be actions. Actions. That
past
cause.
Actions, yeah.
Yeah, cause okay. Action that cause everything that happening caused by actions. So that also true. It doesn't matter it's very beginning or it's very end, doesn't mean it's caused by actions. So, so then you know, like it's not complete. It's not completely has a good chance to utilize them, but it's pretty much complete. All the result is pretty much complete, but not able to didn't get the chance to utilize them.
Yeah, I guess that's what was bothering
so
me.
Then,
yeah.
So that's you know very unfortunate, but caused by something, you know, reason. You know.
Geshe-la, in a previous Wednesday, you mentioned that human beings, when they go into the intermediate state, and I just want to make sure that it's correct, they look like little toddlers in the intermediate state. Is that correct? Like little ones?
Like five to 6 year old boy or boy as a child.
Okay.
Just boy, yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
All right, so so then next Wednesday, should we continue or take break? So this class, next class, talking about chakras and channel. And that's not going to be next Wednesday because that takes some time. That takes some time. Some has a takes. Yeah, preparations. Some preparations. So I'll find from monastery or need to make here. So What is the next topic they requested?
The next topic that had the most votes was calm abiding.
So maybe next Wednesday then we'll start maybe calm abiding. So we are, I'm supposed to teach a basic program Wednesday night class, but every topic in basic program is like a very difficult one. Most of them are philosophical texts. So far, the basic program at the Kadamba Center has not been very successful, unfortunately. My English-wise, attendee-wise, there's many-wise. So, and other center, they have successful, not many of them, few of them, very successful basic program because people make commitments to come to class and not just come to class, study. So that's how the basic program has been, I think, taught. So, is calm abiding is part of the basic program or not? Maybe one Wednesday, Domasi, you bring piece of paper that has all the basic program topic. So then let people think, but you know, they are not forcing me to teach basic programs. They are not forcing, I mean, international office is not forcing me to teach basic programs. So, but that is, Gishi is supposed to teach that basic program because it's all philosophical texts. It's part beyond discovering Buddhism class. It's all philosophical text. That's exactly what I studied, almost 30 years in the monastery. But, you know, so people need to make commitments to study, so then there will be quiz. So I'm not sure how many people want to take quiz. Job plus, you know, family things, then plus class, quiz. Well, I'm not sure how it's going to work. So far it didn't work very well in the Kadamba Center.
Turn to page 100 in the Go Prayer Book.
General dedication prayers. Gewadi.
Maybe next Wednesday you all get together, finish reading the rest of the text, maybe then somebody could lead death lucid meditations. Anybody can lead? Yeah, Alhamdulillah will then lead, then finish the book with some meditations. And that's probably a good way to end the class next Wednesday. So maybe finish, or maybe come here, read a little bit, finish the rest of the book, that's the root text, finish. So then Alhamdulillah will lead death religion, meditations. So good way to have some imprint. Okay? Then I will sleep home. no, I'm not just playing hookies, but it's important to finish, to read the materials.